Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
It is Friday Night Basketball. Liberty on the road in Hartville as the Eagles are going to win tonight. Regardless. And Hartville, this is their first home game of the season. And, of course, you know, they're coming off a tough stretch in the blue-gold. Liberty coming off a pretty good run in the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Going through the starters, we'll see number two, Peyton Cogdill. Number three, Boone Garrison. Number 10, Mason Cogdill. 23, Hammond John. And number 30, Jackson Ward. Liberty, it'll be the usual suspects, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Brayton Mays, and Drayton Wells. Hartville, 9-2. Liberty, 7-4 on the year. As we get ready for the tip-up, and we are smack dab in the middle of it.
We are.
We've got a good crowd. Of course, you know, it's the one thing about Hartville, they always have activities, bringing the kids in, you know, and it's always packed. So here we go. Center court, Mason Cogdill will be matched up with Drayton Wells. Hartville in the home whites, Liberty in the road red. As Harrell and Reed exchange handshakes at the scorer's table. We get this contest underway. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Chowning. And it's a new year, too. Hey, this is the first basketball game of the year.
Yeah.
If it's up, it's going to be controlled by Hartville. Ward will control it. He'll bring it out top to Garrison. Garrison, top of the key, picked up by Alex Toon. They'll work it to the wing. Here's a three from the corner, up no good, and it's going to be a rebound for Reese. Reese gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon spins in the paint, kicks it out top to Reese. Reese between the circles, right back to Parker Toon. A deep three off the rim, no good, and the rebound's going to be controlled by Boone Garrison. Garrison will walk it down the floor. He'll start off looking towards the left side. Now he's going to pitch it to the wing. He'll reverse it to the right. High post. It's caught by Peyton Cogdill. Peyton will take it in the free throw line. Bounce it underneath. And there's an easy bucket for Jackson Ward. Hartville is on the board first. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon out top. High post. Out to Reese. Knocked away by Hartville. John's got a piece of it. Gathered back up by Liberty. Reese now at the free throw line. Picks the dribble up. Looks for the backdoor cut. Not there. Reset with Mays. And Reese now will give it off to Alex Toon. Right back to Reese. Bounce pass. Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets double teamed. Goes up high off the glass. No good. Loose ball. It'll be gathered up by Hartville. Peyton Cogdill pulls it down. Long pass down the floor. Mason Cogdill. Front of the rim, goes up, no good, tipped around, and controlled by Hartville. Second opportunity for the Hartville Eagles. Boone Garrison starts it with Peyton. Peyton into the corner. Three put up, no good, and there's going to be a foul. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. So Hammond Johns and Parker Toon tied up, and it will be Liberty basketball. 2-0, Hartville with the lead. Alex Toon shifts over to the right side. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Liberty's working to the right. Gavin Reese looks for a lane to drive. Kicks it off to Mays. Mays brings it back out to Reese. One thing you can guarantee you're going to see tonight is Hartville's going to play really good defense.
Yeah, we've seen it here early that they are dedicated to taking both Coons away from Liberty's offense.
There's a drive to the basket, and there's going to be a blocking foul. Looks like that will be on Jackson Ward. It is. That's his first. First foul of the game, 5:31 to go. 2-0 is our score. Liberty on the baseline. Alex Toon tossed it in and brings it out top to Parker Toon. Parker Toon. Alex for a deep three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Garrison. Garrison, long pass down the floor. Gets it to Ward. Ward has to pull it back out. It's caught by Garrison. Garrison now will get the Hartville Eagles into their offense. Starts it with Peyton Cogdill. Zips it down into the corner to Ward. Ward will put it on the floor, brings it back to the wing. Out top with Johns. Johns to Mason. Mason drives in. There's a kick out. Here's a three. It's good. Boone Garrison. And Hartville is up 5-0. 4:45 to go in the first. Liberty JV fell to Hartville earlier. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker Toon. And there's going to be a foul. It's going to be a hold. And that will be on Peyton Cogdill. One thing about Parker, he's quick.
He's quick. Those first two steps are enough to get by.
Yeah.
You know, just get around the corner, and then your defense is playing catch-up. And you saw Cogdill there have to grab a hold of him.
5 seconds.
No, we got time.
Is it a timeout?
No,
it's turnover.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's 5 seconds. Hartville, bring it down the floor. 5-0. Hartville with the lead. 4:27. Driving all the way in. Blocked shot. Wells. Outlet. Alex Toon. Gets it to Mays. Mays gives it back to Alex. Spins it over to Reese. Out top. Reese. Picks the dribble up, pops it back to Alex Toon. Man-to-man defense. Nice screen by Wells. Liberty could take advantage of it. Now it's going to be a jump ball. Peyton Cogdill ties up Alex Toon.
It's going to be another turnover.
Yep. And that's the thing. I mean, you've got to be so aware of how smart Hartville plays defense.
Yeah.
You know, not just the effort, but how smart.
How many offensive possessions have we had already that we haven't even got a shot off?
Exactly. 5-0, 3:47 to go in the first. Hartville with the lead and the basketball. Garrison has it knocked away. Liberty gets the steal and a timeout. So Liberty will take a break. We will too. 3:39 to go in the first. 5-0, Hartville with the lead. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
City. Save money on your next oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Part City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Liberty basketball. Liberty, I've got Liberty, Tyler, with 3 turnovers.
Yes, and Hartville for just
two.
Two.
Yep. Parker Toon catches. Parker is going to be guarded by Peyton Cogdill. Kicks it off to Alex Toon for the three, and it's good, and they add up quick. And it's a 5-3 basketball game. Garrison. For Hartville. Bounce pass to Ward. Ward at the free throw line. Mason Cogdill. Picked up by Mays. Back off to Garrison. Garrison finds Ward. Ward's going to drive in. Oh, and he's going to get called for the... It's going to be a reach-in foul. Is that going to be on Mays?
On Mays, yep.
That is his first team foul, number one. Hartville tosses it in on the baseline. Trigger man's going to be Boone Garrison. Bounce pass. Easy bucket. Peyton Cogdill. 7-3. 2:50 to go in the first. Gavin Reese hits the screen from Wells. Drives in. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Mason Cogdill. Mason's going to make a move. Drives in. Has it knocked away. Picked up by Peyton Cogdill. He goes up. That's blocked by Wells. Picked up by Parker Toon. Toon. Stutter step. Drives in. Hey, gotta watch that forearm. You know, that's real close right there. Parker. Out on the baseline. Keeps his dribble. Skips it out to Mays for three. Hits the rim. No good. Nice rebound by Reese. Reese gets it to Alex Toon. Alex works the right side off a screen of Wells to the wing to Reese. Back off to Parker Toon. Parker Toon. Oh, that wasn't a foul.
No, they're going to get him.
Yeah, that's going to be two on Peyton Cogdill, but
no, that was extremely good defense.
It was a great move.
He just anticipated going left, so he stepped in front of him.
Well, Liberty catches a break right there. That's two on Peyton Cogdill, and that's going to get who's coming in?
That was Gus Denning.
7-3, just under 2 minutes to go in the first. Alex Toon looks and finds Parker Toon out top, right behind the volleyball line, towards the half court. Uh-oh. And it's going to be another turnover, jump ball anyway. Possession arrow.
Should stay with Liberty on this one.
Yeah. You've got to understand, when you pick the basketball up, it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming in a quick, fast, and in a hurry.
So it is jump ball. Liberty will keep possession. 1:38 to go. Alex Toon gets to Parker. Parker Toon guarded by Ward. Right back to Alex. Ooh, got to watch that tie. That was close, wasn't it?
It was.
And Mason Cogdill with pressure. Reese puts a three up. No good. And the rebound is taken by Mason Cogdill. He goes all the way down the floor and puts the one-hand floater up for two. 9-3, six-point ball game. Hartville with the lead. Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon, again, the defense is pushing Liberty back by the timeline, and that's just an extra defender. Three for Mays. That hits the rim. No good. One and done. And it's Garrison with the rebound. Long pass to Mason Cogdill. Gets it back to Garrison. Garrison says, no, you take it. Tips ball, reach in, foul, and it'll be against Liberty.
Liberty is 1-for-5 from the three-point line here in the first quarter.
Yeah, was that Parker that hit the three or Alex?
Alex. They gave it to Parker.
Hartville basketball, Garrison to Ward. Ward will back it up between the circles. Nice new gym floor. Looks good, doesn't it? Color scheme. Here's a three, and count it, Mason Cogdill. And it's a 12-3 ball game. Liberty's having trouble finding a bad shot.
Yeah.
Let alone just a shot.
Hartville, I mean, the only shots we've seen Mays shoot a couple. We have not seen Parker Toon shoot the ball from outside.
No. Stripped of it, and it's another turnover. So 12-3 is your score after one. Hartville with the lead. We shall take a break, and we will come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
You've been wanting to install skylights in your home. Well, that limb hanging over the roof is one ice storm or wind gust away from making that a reality, though probably not what you had in mind. Casey's Tree Service is bonded and insured. They can remove the limb or the whole tree. It'll save a call to the construction company.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
All right, welcome back. 12-3 is where we're at after one, and it's pretty much been all Hartville, and it's just defense. I mean, they are just, you know, they're just like picked off spider monkeys, you know, coming after Liberty. And they'll get the basketball to start this second. Boone Garrison shifts over to the right wing, gives it up to Mason Cogdill. Mason gives it right back. End of the ball game, Jordan O'Quinn. He sports the number one. Flashing into paint is Ward. Ward kicks it back out. Mason catches it to wing, gives it back to Ward, and off to Cinny. Top of the key, here's a three for Ward. That's up no good, out of bounds, and it'll be Hartville basketball. Jackson Ward will trigger it in on the baseline. And he'll bring it out to Garrison. Garrison gives it right back to him. Turnaround jumper goes up no good. Rebound, Wells, off to Reese. Reese pulls it up at the top of the key, gets it to Mays. Mays will give it up to Parker Toon out top. Rotating the right side, Reese. Reese will catch. Now he'll back up, picked up by Ward. Shifts over to the right side, now brings it back out top, throws it over to Alex Toon on the left side. Alex brings it back out, top the circles, over to Reese. Good man-to-man defense by Hartville. Alex Toon catches, short jumpers up and in. Good job by Alex Toon. I say it every time, if you'll get a kid that will shoot that 8-foot jumper, he'll be a star in high school basketball. If he'll just work on that, he'll be a star. Sinning. Mason Cogdill. O'Quinn. Into the corner to Garrison. Back out top. Here's a one-hander. Good by Mason Cogdill. He's got 7 points now. And it's a 14-5 ball game. Reese with the floater. Goes up no good. And a foul on the floor. That
kind of away from the ball.
See, I didn't see a foul. I didn't see it. But that is the call.
That's two on Jackson Ward.
We've been seeing, you know, letting them play a little rougher, you know. So that's his second. So we got Eddie Duggar right here by us. We can always refer to him, you know.
He says, no thanks. I'm staying out of this.
Parker Toon out top. He'll roll it over to Reese. Reese right back to Parker. Parker squares up for three. It's good. We needed that.
We sure did.
Garrison will bring it down the floor now. Garrison out top. Gets it to O'Quinn. O'Quinn rolls it over to Mason Cogdill. Cogdill's got sitting in the corner. He'll take it up himself. One-hand shot. Up no good. And Mays will come up with the loose ball. Gets it to Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese, better look out. Here comes the pressure. Reese takes it in. Lean shoots off the glass for two.
Liberty had numbers there. Reese was able to recognize the breakdown right there that he could get to the rim.
Yeah, Liberty's on a 7-0 run. 5:23 to go. Coach Brett Reed wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real bad sales right to your door. Call 257-0504.
And Boone Garrison in the paint kicks it out into the corner off to O'Quinn. O'Quinn will give it back to Sinning. Now Garrison has it tipped as he tries to get it back off to their right side. Sinning brings it back to Garrison. Garrison, Mason Cogdill, Sinning in the corner. Here's a three. Count it. Ammon John. 17-10. Hartville. Alex Toon, Parker Toon, drives in, scoop shot, won't fall, and it's going to be a rebound for Sinning. Garrison, long pass to Johns. Johns takes it to the block. Now they'll kick it out to the wing. O'Quinn with the drive on the baseline, goes up, no good. Rebound, Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese on the right side of the floor, right in front of Coach Reed, gives it up to Parker Toon. Parker dribbles it off his foot, goes up, shoots, no good. There is a whistle. You're going to get Sinning? No. Number 10, Cogdill, Mason. His first. That is his first. And that's going to put Parker Toon at the line. He's going to shoot a couple. First one's no good. Second one is on the way. It's up, and it is good. So Parker with 4 points, all coming here in the second, and it's a six-point ball game, 17-11. Just under 4 minutes to go. Hartville with the basketball. O'Quinn, Garrison for three, and it's good. Remember in the hospitality room, I was talking with Coach Reed during the Liberty tournament. I said, man, you guys don't shoot very many threes. Kind of looked at me and goes, yeah, we do. So we only shot six.
Well, yeah they're 4 of 6.
Yeah.
In this first half right now.
Sitting with the basketball for Hartville. And Mason Cogdill for three. That's no good. Rebound taken by Wells. He'll get it to Reese. Gavin, he's going to pull up for a quick three. That hits the front of the rim. No good.
Boy, it is one and done when Liberty shoots. Hartville rebounds so good.
Sinning picks it up. O'Quinn catches, gives it right back to Sinning. Into the corner. Johns for three. That's no good. Another nice rebound for Mays. Mays to Reese. Reese looks for the drive on the right side. Up off the glass. No good. Mays. Nice job.
We talked about this, like on the ride up here, we see Braden Mays just in the last three games really become more of more of a player on the offensive glass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had 6 or 8 in that championship game up there at Norwood the other night, and it was all just trash bucket.
Johns goes up and has his shot blocked. Picked up by Hartville. Garrison for three. That's off the rim. No good. Wells with the rebound. Yeah, I mean, you know, Braid wasn't doing. Here's a three by Parker. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hartville. It was just like we wasn't noticing Braid. You know, as the game was going on, yes, he's out there, and it's not that, you know, he wasn't hurting, but it's like we wasn't noticing him. And over the last few games, you know, Braden's been getting more involved, getting rebounds, and getting a few buckets here and there, getting some steals. Here's a jump shot, put up, no good. Knocked away by Reese. Keeps it alive, pitches it over to Wells. Wells, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, baseline, spins, fadeaway. Nice shot.
Nice shot. Tough shot there on the baseline. Good turnaround.
5-point ball game with 1:17 to go in the half. 20-15. Hartville with the lead. And Liberty's kind of done this as Hartville's kind of resting some players.
Yeah, we got Peyton, two of their starters, in foul trouble.
Block shot.
That's the fourth block for Wells in this first half.
Alex Toon with the basketball for Liberty. Well, I mean, if you got a chance to make hay, you need to do it.
Oh,
again, I don't like it.
Here's
Alex
move.
With the drive.
Good,
foul on the floor.
Good crossover right there to get the defender leaning.
But again, the adjustment that will be made when you back up that close to the timeline, what Hartville will do in the second half, you watch. They'll double-team. They'll jump him.
Right. Yeah, they'll end up a trap up there.
Yep.
So that was O'Quinn there on that foul.
His first.
Uh-oh.
Liberty almost coughed it up, but they get it to the baseline, up and in, two more for Parker Toon. 3-point ball game, 20-17. Hartville now going to slow things down just a little bit. Boone Garrison with 22 seconds to go. Hartville's going to, they're going to go for a layup right here. I'd say that's option one.
Uh-oh.
In the corner. Nope. O'Quinn for three. Off the rim. No good. Put back. Goes up. No good. Rebound. And put back again. That's by
John. You give them three tries, they're going to cash in.
22-17 at the half. Hartville with the lead. And, again, you know, it just defense. And, hey, Liberty is playing good defense.
Liberty's playing good defense. Hartville's playing excellent defense. The difference between the defenses right now is the rebounding. The offensive rebounding by Hartville right now has, I don't have any stats or anything, numbers wise on that, but that would account for the difference in the score.
Yeah.
Just the second, third chance opportunities that Hartville's had in this first half.
Well, I'm looking at the turnovers. I've got 3-3.
Yeah.
That's not the difference. The defense, both teams playing really good. But, yeah, I think if you were to ask what is the difference in this first half, it would be Hartville is just doing such a really good job on the board.
Yes.
And they're getting opportunity after, you know, offensive rebounds.
And whenever they're getting those rebounds, they're deep. You know, they're deep in there. And, I mean, you give them three shots at it there at the end of the half, they're going to cash in.
Yeah. Well, and, two teams that are playing very good. Both teams are well coached. Looking at the scoring for Hartville, Peyton Cogdill's got two. Boone Garrison with six. Mason Cogdill's seven. Hammond Johns with five. And Jackson Ward's got two. For Liberty, Parker Toon, six. Alex Toon, seven. Kevin Reese with two. Braden Mays with two. I know Drayton's got some. He's got what, four block shots?
Four blocks, three rebounds. Got Reese with three rebounds. Mays with three rebounds. Liberty is 2 of 7 from behind the three-point line, where Hartville is 4 of 10.
Well, we've got another half to go, and again, earlier it was the Hartville JV. They rolled hard over the Liberty JV earlier.
Yeah.
And that's why we got a little bit of an early start.
Yep.
But it is Friday night basketball on the Fox 96.9. Now, there is the possibility there's a winter storm watch that's in place. It'll actually be from 6 p.m. Saturday to 6 a.m. Monday morning, where we could see
you know, some nasty stuff. Say, just kind of depends on who you want to watch and who you want to trust right now and what we're going to get.
Well, you know, our neck of the woods, Tyler, we're kind of that line.
Again.
Yeah, we're on that line. So, and what I've been telling most folks is, you know, 60 Highway North is that's a pretty good line to follow. And, you know, Birch Tree, Arl, up into Houston, you know, Licking. The further north, the better the opportunity there's going to be. But here's the thing. This time of year, the weather forecast could change in 2 hours.
Yep.
So, you know, don't hesitate and do it often. Go to OzarkRadioNews.com because that weather will be constantly updating with warnings, watches, also closings, cancellations, postponements. There'll be a lot of stuff that's going on, especially if we do get weather. And here's another thing. If you burn propane, check your propane tank, okay? Check your tank. Make sure you've got plenty of propane. Firewood, you know, if you're running a little thin on firewood, well, tomorrow would be a good day probably to cut you a pickup load or so. Bring that wood up closer to the house, tarp it, cover it. You know, Tyler, if you're in the medical industry, but there are so many injuries every winter from people trying to get their firewood into their home.
Yeah.
It freezes, and then, you know, well, I'll just get the split maul and bust it apart. Well, guess what? What you're standing on is pretty slick, too. And people, you know, dislocate their shoulders, concussions, you know, break the it's a bad deal. So be very careful. We got a heck of a little competition going on here. And I'm not sure who won, but it was entertaining. 22-17 at the half. Hartville with the lead. We're coming back with the second half. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
You've been wanting to install skylights in your home. Well, that limb hanging over the roof is one ice storm or wind gust away from making that a reality, though probably not what you had in mind. Casey's Tree Service is bonded and insured. They can remove the limb or the whole tree. It'll save a call to the construction company.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
To know weather now on today's Hit Music 96.9 The Fox.
Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. As we're looking out over the weekend, we still don't have an exact idea of how things are going to be playing out. Just make sure to use good common sense whenever you're dealing with cold temperatures and ice on the roadway. If you don't have to drive during this winter storm, don't do it. Tonight's low 26, tomorrow's high 38 with a low of 31. Find more at OzarkRadioNews.com and stay up to date on what we've got going on.
Hey high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home.
Headed to the game?
Starting
the anchor is
business.
Open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
Hi, welcome back as we head to the third. 22-17. Tyler, we got a ball game.
We got us a ball game.
Liberty, I hope, you know, like we were talking to, you know, after half, if Liberty can kind of make their presence on the boards a little stronger, we could be in for a dynamite second half here. Barker Toon drives it in, turn around. One-hander goes up, hits the back iron, no good, and it's going to be pulled down by Johns. Johns gets it to Garrison. Garrison out top. He'll shift over to the right side, brings it out to Mason Cogdill. Mason will pitch it back into the corner to Johns, and Johns now puts it on the floor. Oh, here's a three, top of the key. Good by Jackson Ward. Liberty at the other end. Parker Toon gets it to Alex. Alex over by the scorer's table. He's guarded by. Now, look, see the difference? Look who's guarding Alex now at
yeah.
the top. Cogdill, Mason Cogdill. And you got Peyton Cogdill on Parker. And block shot. You're not going to see that a lot on Parker Toon. But Peyton Cogdill is a little different breed of high school basketball player. Shot fake, baseline drive, and it's a little block, brings it out top. Garrison catches. Mason Cogdill pulls up from the elbow and hits it.
Two quick buckets here for Hartville.
10-point lead, 27-17. 4-0 run. Alex to Braden Mays. Reese
Race out top. He's picked up by Johns. See what Gavin's going to do. Gets a screen from Wells. Ooh, see, that would have been a good
pick and roll.
Yeah, right there. Shot up, no good. And the rebound's taken by Hartville. Not that, Gavin didn't have a good look. That was a good look to take.
But it was the first time we've been able to see Wells roll off the screen.
Yeah,
that the defender didn't go with it.
Right. And he was wide open. Peyton Cogdill drives in. Now he forces to give it up. Garrison for three. Hit the rim. Johns gets the rebound. Johns out top now. He's going to be followed by Mays. And now Liberty will rotate, switch off with Alex Toon. Top the key three. Hits the rim. No good. Another rebound taken by Hartville. Tipped basketball by Alex Toon, but picked back up by Hartville. Johns. Peyton Cogdill, back to Johns. Mason Cogdill for three, hits the rim, top of the backboard, Liberty basketball.
Again, you're seeing three shot opportunities for Hartville in that possession. Two offensive rebounds again.
Well, Mason and Peyton make a big difference for Hartville.
Oh, absolutely.
Alex Toon out top. Gets it to Parker Toon. Bounces it out to Reese. See, Peyton's going to go everywhere Parker goes.
Yeah.
He's in his front pocket.
Now you've got a switch that Johns is going to guard him.
But Mason is on Alex, and it's hard to get it back to him.
Yeah.
But he does, spins in the paint, pulls a shot up, but he walks. And that was a walk.
And that's what this defense does to an offensive scorer. It just frustrates them. Because, I mean, you take either one of the Cogdill kids, you know, they're 6'1", 6'2", but they move like a 5'7", 5'8 kid.
Well,
and they're solid. They're not big, tall, lanky kids. They're very muscular, strong kids.
Nice rebound for Gavin Reese. Outlet to Parker, too. Parker at the wing. Now he's guarded by Ward. Had an opportunity right there, but he didn't have a clean catch on it. Gets it to Reese. Reese picked up by Johns. Reese to the right side. Now there's a lane to the basket. Gets it to Mays. Come on. Going up. It's going to be knocked away out of bounds.
Yeah.
A little bit of hesitation.
Like on your high screens out here, you've got Drayton Wells screening for the ball carry, but he's almost standing on the volleyball line. I mean, for
too
that
far away.
For that to happen, it needs to be at the top of the key inside the three-point line. And Hartville's defense has continued just to push them farther and farther out front. So you got Cogdill on.
That is. Well, that's his third.
It's the other one.
Oh, okay. It's his second. Mason.
Yep. Second. Yeah, Mason.
Liberty tosses in. Alex to Parker. Parker goes up, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Liberty basketball.
Parker
was forcing that one.
He's working hard.
What you need, this is, you know, you and I talk about it a lot. This is where a Wells, you know, can really make a huge difference. Here's a big three put up by Alex. No good. Rebound, Mason Cogdill. I'm not meaning they need to, you know, score a whole bunch of points, but just a few.
Be a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They can look.
Three! There you go. Gavin says, hey, boys. Let's talk about me a little bit. And we will. That's 5 points now for Gavin. It's a 7-point ball game, 27-20. 3:36 on the clock. We'll keep it here on the timeout. And, it's not that I'm saying one of these other guys needs to be the leading scorer. Does that just hit a few buckets? You know, those pick and rolls when it's there, take it. That can make a defense.
Yeah, if you can get a pick and roll there, then that defense can't double the ball carrier.
Yeah,
they have to respect the roll.
Because right now, Hartville isn't having any trouble rotating their man-to-man. You know, on Parker.
They're just switching on the screen, and they've got the athletes that it doesn't really matter
Well, what they're doing, you've got Mason Cogdale on Alex, you've got Peyton Cogdale on Parker, and you've got Boone Garrison on Gavin.
Yeah.
And those are three really, really good high school basketball defenders. And they've held Liberty to 20. Hey, it's a 7-point ball game. There's a lot of time. So Hartville will bring it down the floor. Garrison, they get it to Mason Cogdale, zips it across. Johns in the corner, brings it out top. Garrison back off to Ward. Peyton Cogdale in the paint, throws it back out. Our Hartville being a little more methodical offensively. Getting it inside. Johns, nowhere to go, back outside. Wells, the rim protector. Skip pass across. Garrison for three. Good. 9 points for Boone Garrison, and it's all come from the three ball. 10-point ball game, 30-20, Hartville. Alex Toon loses the basketball. And here comes Hartville with 2:30 to go. 2:27 on the clock. Peyton Cogdale, front of the rim, Garrison, two. Boy, that was pretty. 11 points for Boone Garrison. Leads back up to 12 now. Reese, Parker, two. Working against Peyton. Dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. See that Hartville does such a good job staying in front of their man. And the dribbles and all, they don't move. They just stay.
Yeah, they're just quick enough.
They stay with the belly button.
Yep.
Hartville in the corner with Johns. Johns will use the dribble, brings it out to Garrison. Ward catches on the opposite side, high post now. Peyton Cogdale. Now they'll go five out. Ward puts it on the floor, gets it inside. I'll toss it back outside to Garrison. Opposite side, Ward for three. Good. No, that's a Johns for three. He's got eight now. 15-point lead. 35-20. Reese. Parker Toon. Back to Reese. Got to have a quick trigger. With that, and there's a foul that's going to be on Johns. You know, that's the thing. There's a shot right there. You can't, you've got to take it.
Yeah.
You can't think about it.
Yeah, it's got to be instinct. I mean, as soon as you get it, you either got to cut her loose or get rid of it.
Mays for three hits the rim, no good. Long pass down the floor, out of bounds, and Hartville turns it over. That's their first here in the second half. They've got four. Liberty now up to six. Landon Hines will come in. Seconds to go in the third. Liberty scored three. Hartville, on the other hand, scored 13. Alex Toon, high post to Parker Toon. Three from the wing, in and out, no good. Mason Cogdale with the rebound. Everybody's got everybody out, kind of screening, and there's just nobody to get a rebound. 17 seconds. Hartville will go for the last shot. Garrison to Johns. High post, Mason Cogdale. Peyton Cogdale underneath. Boy, you got to know where he's at.
Yeah, Liberty just kind of went to sleep there on the shift.
Breeze for three, no good. So, boy, Liberty only scores 3 points in the third. And now it's a 17-point ball game, 37-20. We'll take a break. Come right back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game, the anchor is open. Headed home from the game, the anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. 37-20, Hartville exploded in the third, and again they just cranked up the defense. And that is a trade of Hartville coming
and,
out. The
and they're shooting the lights out.
Yeah, they are
right
yeah.
now. I mean, they've made what, seven threes?
Ooh, there's a three put up, no good, and it's going to be a foul. That's going to be against Wells. No, it's going to be against Landon Hines. Is first. So, Hartville basketball, Boone Garrison tosses it in to Peyton Cogdill. Liberty now, show a little defensive line. Getting a hand on the ball anyway, but Hartville is able to gather it up. Mason Cogdill, three more. Boy, they are shooting the lights out from behind the three-point line. Parker Toon. Gavin Reese. Alex Toon. Drives in the one-hand push shot. Up no good and a charge. That's his first. Team foul number two. 40-20. Checking back in for Hartville, Hammond Johns. 23. So the starters are all back out on the floor for Hartville. Liberty now going to try and set a little trap, but we got a foul. Not really sure what that was.
They gave Coach Harrell a warning.
I see.
Guess he was too far out on the floor.
So, all right. Boone Garrison, Peyton Cogdill. Put the drive. There's a kick at the wing. Skip pass across. Mason Cogdill and the foul. That's going to be on Hines again. Now, Hartville has lost one game at home in 2 years.
Yeah. And it may be longer than that.
Yeah. The three put up and the rebound, Hartville. Hartville out top. Mason Cogdill with the drive. He's fouled. He'll shoot two from the line.
Gonna get Wells on that one.
And Liberty has not yet scored in the fourth. Shooting two, Mason Cogdill. Got 12, now 13 points. And Drayton picks up his first foul. Second free throw is good.
Lead is 22.
Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Parker Toon into the corner on the baseline. Back out to Gavin. Gavin back to Parker in the corner. Alex catches. back to Wells. Gavin. And we got a foul on Hartville. It's going to be on 23, Hammond Johns. Harmon Johns, okay. Liberty basketball. Reese. Alex. Toon goes up. No good. Out of bounds. Hartville basketball. Liberty still yet to find a bucket in the fourth. They only had one in the third. So now the official is again talking with Coach Harrell about where he's allowed to.
He's got a point. He's pointing at Coach Reed and saying he's walking plumb to half court.
Yeah. Hartville looks at the Liberty press. Here's a three. Hits the rim. No good. And Wells with the rebound. They'll outlet it. Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, top of the key. Gavin to Wells at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper, no good. And the rebound taken by Garrison. Mason Cogdill brings it back out to Garrison. Garrison guarded by Alex Toon. High post to Ward.
Whoa, whoa,
inside.
Little shot fake. Little pump fake there. And the dish inside.
Deep three for Liberty by Alex Toon. Way deep. And Mason Cogdill, two more. Well, it's on now. Parker Toon drives, shoots, gets the floater. Liberty finds their first bucket.
4:40 left to go in the fourth.
Yeah, they've only scored five so far in the second half. Here's a three. Goes up. No good. Rebound. Wells. Parker Toon. Guarded by John. The fadeaway. Good. Give Parker a little room to work with. He's all right, you know.
Yeah, but
Peyton Cogdill, again, both the Cogdills, they're just so good defensively. 46-24, halfway through the fourth. Ward catches. Now they'll get it to Garrison. Off to Mason Cogdill. Ward catches. They're able to spread the floor right now. They're going to make Liberty come out and get them where they can get those little backdoor cuts, you know. But the thing, there it is right there. No foul. But see, the thing about how they're working their offense, now, okay, they pull it back. But when they don't see them get, they get to about the volleyball lines about as deep as they're going to get. One-hand push shot, good. For Jackson Ward. He's got seven. And Liberty, there'll be a foul. Team foul number two. That's going to be on number 30,
Jackson Ward,
his third.
Ward's played a great ball game tonight.
Yeah, he has. Parker Toon. Gets it to Gavin Reese. Alex Toon. Pull up. Jumper from the elbow. No good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Hartville. Harmon Johns. He'll get it to Garrison. Skip pass out top. Ward catches. Back out top. Liberty now with the double team trying to get a trap, get a takeaway. Mason Cogdill catches. Tips, and again, controlled by Hartville. 2:14 to go. 48-24, Hartville. When everybody's moving, you're able to create things. Liberty, I mean, Hartville has had some looks they're passing up on because they want that.
Yeah,
a little backdoor cut, easy bucket, Mason Cogdell.
50-24.
Parker Toon. Working against Peyton Cogdell. Just cannot find a shot. As good a defensive performance we've seen, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a deep three by Parker Toon. It's going to be short. Hartville basketball. And Hartville's going to empty the bench.
With 1:19 left to go in the fourth.
And Liberty's going to do the same, so the JVers are going to get a little more basketball playing time tonight. Well, you know, I mean, it's just a teaching tool to kind of just, you got to know what you're up against and how much better you got to get.
Right.
So 70 seconds to go. Hartville for three is good.
Why not?
Sinning.
Why not?
Yeah. And Liberty now with the basketball, shot put up. Brian Thompson gets it. The rebound, puts it up. No good. Sending with the rebound. As the gym starts to thin out. Sending takes it in. Up, and he gets two more. Now Sending now with 5 points. 55-24. 35 seconds to go. Holden. Out top, gets it to Smotherman, and they throw it away. 25 seconds. So Hartville will improve to 10-2. Liberty's going to fall to 7-5. And they're all, well, they play again a week from tonight, and then that's the Liberty shootout on the 11th.
On the 11th.
And we'll have, you know, we'll have the girls' games. They're playing Sumner.
I believe that's correct.
So your final here tonight at Hartville, 55-24. And Liberty scores 7 points in the second half.
Whew. Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch.
What was it, a half? 6 point game?
Five.
5 points?
Yeah. And then Hartville just cranked the defense up.
Yep.
So going through the scoring, Parker Toon had 10. Alex Toon was 7. Gavin Reese, 5. Braden Mays, 2. For Hartville, Peyton Cogdill, he had 6. Boone Garrison, 11. Mason Cogdill, 18. Gus Sinning with 5. 8 for Harmon Johns. And Jackson Ward with 7. Yes. Well, this was a butt kicking.
Yeah, they were 9 of 19 from the 3-point line.
Yeah, they shot it well.
They shot it well.
Home sweet home.
Yeah, Liberty goes 3 of 14 behind the 3-point line.
Yeah. 55-24, your final. Hartville with the win. For Dylan, Tyler, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night, and we'll see you a week from tonight for more Liberty basketball on the Fox.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.